In this video, it is explained what cellulose ethers are and how they are used in paper conservation. In addition to this, it is shown how to prepare them properly. Cellulose ethers come in the form of white to yellowish powder or granules. In cold water, they expand as sols, then become liquid and eventually form a gel when the gelation point is exceeded. There are various types of cellulose ethers, which differ in their properties based on their ether group. Cellulose ethers are selected depending on the type of application. Each cellulose ether differs in viscosity. This means that cellulose ethers with the same concentration can differ in their viscosity. Let's take tylose as an example. A low viscosity tylose MH50 will flow very quickly. Tylose MH1000 has a higher viscosity than tylose MH50. As a result, it flows noticeably slower. Tylose MH30000 is highly viscous, and depending on the concentration, it may even come in the form of rigid gel. Cellulose ethers are widely used in paper conservation. They can be applied as adhesives for closing tears and filling holes in the paper. However, they are also suited for the consolidation of loose paint layers, when used in highly concentrated form for the removal of adhesives and stains. They can also be used to resize paper.